You're listening to the funniest local homegrown homeboys on the radio. Welcome back to the Ben and Skin Show.
All right, Ben. We had a wonderful day yesterday at the Dirk Nowitzki 5th Annual Celebrity Pro Tennis Classic. And, man, it was really cool because Roller Town was in the house in a big way. It was the only beer that was served there. We had the Big German, of course. We had Roller Town Light. We had Juicer. Man, we had our Oktoberfest lager, which, you know, we've made for Oktoberfest. It is canned. You can buy cans to go from the brewery. Of course, have our Oktoberfest lager there at the brewery. It's a great Marzen-style lager. And we're doing it up big, whether we're at Dirk's event or in restaurants around town, or especially up at the brewery where we are serving up that Oktoberfest lager.
Yeah, so many compliments on that Oktoberfest lager. And a couple things we want to make sure everybody knows. We now have wine. We carry wine at Rollertown at our tap room in Salina. We're thrilled to carry an unbelievable local winery, Eden Hill Winery.
Yes.
As well as some of your other favorites. We're also in a good situation for beer to go. So if you want to come out to the tap room, you can load up on beer to go for tailgating. Or, you know, typically you can go in there and watch games on the weekend, NFL or NCAA. And, you know, typically it's a great place to go. And then, look, there's a social media merch discount. This week we're doing a social media merch discount. Post a photo to your social media wearing our Rollertown merch. Tag us and show our bartenders your post. And we'll hook you up with a 20% off discount, a full price on merch. That's Friday through Sunday.
And it was really cool. There was actually a lot of Rollertown merch out at Dirk's event.
Cool.
Yeah, I loved seeing that. So we'll be open. We're off on Mondays and Tuesdays, but we'll be open on Wednesday for a little happy hour action and to-go beer. But right now, it's time for this.
And now, grab your butts. It's time for Ben and Skin's Weekday Update, featuring veteran news reporter Christina K. Ray Ray.
Christina.
Here are the important local news stories she's currently tracking.
So what time did you guys leave that tennis tournament yesterday?
3:30-ish or 4, somewhere in there.
So did you guys y'all just missed the storm, or did you get that on the way back?
A little bit. Yeah. Ran into it a little bit.
Yeah. Now, that crazy footage that I've seen like on Dallas, Texas TV, I didn't catch any of that. Did you catch any of that?
Yeah, so I was starving. I forgot to eat breakfast on the way there. I'll just eat something there and then never had time, never ate lunch.
Uh-huh.
So I ran over to that, is it a Whole Foods there at Lovers and
75? Yeah. Hey, that's right by me. Yes,
ran over to that Whole Foods, got a little sushi.
Central Market.
Hit that, got in my car. And then I had to get some gas, so those delays put me right in that storm.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, and it was like instant flooding. Like, some of the roads I was trying to drive down, I was like, am I going to get caught in this?
Ugh.
Man, I missed all that.
It was scary. So, I was right across the street, Ben, probably the same time you were over there, at Tom Thumb. And I ran into a friend, actually, and she was like, there's going to be a huge storm here in 30 minutes, so you need to hurry up. And I was like, wait, what? It was not, there's not a cloud in the sky. I have no idea what you're talking about. Sure enough, as soon as I shut the door, there's just a downpour of rain. And then I had another friend who said that there was some hail that she saw. So,
damn.
Yeah, sure enough, some people got some hail. There was wind up to 48 miles per hour.
Dude.
And also, a lot of people lost electricity and power, including some people that were on an elevator at the Reunion Tower.
Oh, man.
No.
13 people got stuck on an elevator, and it took firefighters about an hour to get them out.
Man,
what a beating.
At that point, like, once you've been in there for a couple hours, you got to just eat one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because you don't know. You don't want to starve in there. You don't want to be like that soccer team that crashed in the snow.
Yeah.
And then you got to eat everybody. Yeah. But part of it is you don't want people to die because they're not willing to sacrifice. So you find the weakest person and you just take a bite out of them.
That's why you eat that person first, because you know everyone on the elevator is thinking about eating the same person.
Yeah. What body part do you go?
I go bicep.
But
I have butt.
I like fatty.
Big,
like, I like, like, when I get my brisket, I'm like, I want, do you want it lean? I'm like, hell no. I want some fatty. So yeah. I just take a bite out of their butt.
Yeah. The elbow is like a weird place to start gnawing
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I don't want it.
What about ribs, though? Ribs are good.
I love ribs. So maybe go I'm in at the huge fan of ribs.
It depends how much meat is there.
On the rib? Know? I'm not a good rib eat right now. I'm about 15 pounds too light.
You know what? I was we got stuck in a parking elevator the other day, and I was like, I might not even eat him. Like I was, I thought we were going down that parking garage. We might get stuck in there, and I was like, you know what? I'd probably want.
I did not look appetizing. Right as he was thinking about eating me, I took my shirt off. He went,
and then starve.
He stuck his butt out because it's kind of an insult.
Yeah.
If you're like, what? You're not going to eat me? You're not going to kill me? But really, to survive? And you kind of get insulted. So when he stuck his butt out, I was like, you know what? Maybe
I didn't. I was thinking the same thing, but then I realized that I actually put some salt and pepper in my pocket and brought to work. I was like, okay, I can maybe make it appetizing and. Dude, I mean, it's just to hold me over.
I will walk out to my car, and I look up, and there's vultures and buzzards.
I
feel okay.
Whenever I'm going to spend a lot of time around Kevin, I'd really like to eat Kevin. I'm hoping we get stuck. I carry ranch with me, just in case I need to dip him in ranch.
That's because I'm always putting country crock booter on me. Lathering up before the show.
He wears butter as deodorant, and it's just tantalizing. It's got me... It's just salivating.
Yeah. Did you say booter?
Booter.
Yep.
Booter.
Yep. I think Kevin would be delicious eating right in the upper inner thigh.
Yeah.
Dude.
Agreed.
I would go right in there.
So tender.
Yeah.
So there's a spot where I shaved out?
Yeah. You're shaving for me?
Don't.
What?
The shave, because you don't want to get hair in your mouth.
Not anymore.
This is the thing, though, about these. Look, if you look
why are you tucking those up and under?
So if you see this
what are you doing?
We don't need to see anything.
He's showing
us
tender thigh. Look how delicious that
looks. We're not stuck in an elevator right now.
You put some butter and some cream gravy on that, I would definitely go to town on that.
All right, I would put cream gravy on him.
Yeah, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sounds appetizing.
Country cream, because he's kind of country. So a little country cream gravy, and you can,
How many times... Can you say country cream gravy fast?
Country cream gravy.
That's a Marty Robbins song.
Sure the hell damn is. How'd you know, bro?
Because that's my guy.
Statistic. Fantastic. Oh, but timeout question.
Yeah. Don't call timeout.
No, I forgot.
No, he's out of timeouts. Don't respect that.
We got a hurricane. Have you seen a hurricane?
That was my next story.
Oh, God.
Let her do her job, Kevin.
We're already doing storm news. So I figured I'd start local first, and then we're going to go to Hurricane Ian.
Always lead with the weather.
You know what? I want to say something. I want to say something, Skin. I think you'll back me on this.
Yep.
Kevin, your time is running out on this show.
I agree.
It's running out on life, bro.
I just want to tell you better watch your butt.
I predict he will not be on this show much longer.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure out a way to end his career. Now, I've been working on it for a while.
Working on it.
And I've got a couple of things that I think I can make look like accidents.
Okay. Yeah, I saw you working on that elevator. Railing. Yeah, by the elevator, all that railing over there, safety railing. You were over there loosening it.
Yeah, and I was also putting country booter all over the floor and melting it because I knew he was going to walk through there.
I'm glad I just got my law degree, though. It's going to help me. For these things that you're going to come up with.
Your law degree is not going to help you in the afterlife, dumbass.
He's going to kill you.
He's going to like it, too.
Speaking of, you guys got to watch The Patient.
Yeah, is it good?
Through 5 episodes. Yeah. It is outstanding.
I watch it, and I feel like it never goes anywhere.
Dude, what's great about it is the guy who's the patient that has a... Like he wants to kill. Like that's what he. And he's tied Steve Carroll up in his room. He's a huge Kenny Chesney fan, and he's like, I'm a member of Barefoot Nation, right? And he's like,
is this for
he's
real?
Like, I've gone to 27 Kenny Chesney shows. It's like the only thing that calms you down. And he gets on Kenny Chesney message boards, and I'm like, man, I'm kind of like that with Dave Matthews. Have I killed before?
Do you guys mind if
look
I
into it?
Intercept what? The content and jump in front of Kevin with my back to him and start recommending something better than that?
Yes.
I recommend Dahmer. New Dahmer
On
series on Netflix.
Who's it starring?
It didn't have Michael Scott in it. I'm not kind of out.
Well, I don't know what that thing is that you recommended that has Steve Carroll in it.
That's what he goes by.
Yeah, I don't recognize the actor. It might be Steve Buschel. No. I don't really recognize I don't recognize the actor. But he's really good, and it's the whole Dahmer story where he's a cannibal.
He's from the American Horror Story, isn't he?
I love a good horror
story. Oh, that's a Ryan Murphy thing?
I think.
I want to hear the hurricane story, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not good, but it's supposed to hit Florida soon. It looks it's going to hit just north of Tampa.
You're
yeah.
pointing to a newscast.
I've got it coming in, according to my models. It looks Wednesday at 2 a.m., 140-mile-an-hour winds.
2 p.m.
At 2 a.m., though, the 140. And then later Wednesday, and then Thursday, and then Friday.
What? You just named days.
I see what you're
saying. I'm just reading her report.
2 p.m., it looks like it's going to actually hit at a Category 1.
Yeah.
So hopefully it won't be awful.
No, it looks like it's going to be bad.
So that all that flooding in Puerto Rico, apparently it hit Puerto Rico as a Category 1, but because their infrastructure wasn't fully fixed from the last time, it just devastated them again.
They got really lucky that this missed. Now, this is going to come like through Cuba's path, but they're lucky. This is a little further west, and it was close to hitting Puerto Rico again. And because the Saharan dust delayed hurricane season a little bit, be on the lookout. There could be more tropical developments in the future, and we'll have the latest for you in the weekday update with Christina Ray.
Thanks, KT.
You know
what's weird, by the way? So Hurricane Fiona, which we just talked about, last week?
I think so.
It just hit eastern Canada.
Yeah, Nova Scotia.
It's like you don't think of hurricanes up north, really.
Yeah. Do you guys, what is the name of this hurricane that's coming?
Ian.
Okay. Did you see that graphic they just showed? They said hurricanes with the start with the letter I are notoriously destructive. I'm like, what? There's no, I mean, that's just random.
Do you remember? Well, that's because it has to do with what hurricane it is that year. What letter is I? Like 7 or something?
Yeah.
Can we do the alphabet?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
It's just a rotation, though.
H-I-9.
9.
Why would it be that the 9th hurricane of a season is the most destructive consistently? 214-787-1971.
We don't have time for that.
My mind's blown right now.
If they want to call in, that's cool.
Do you guys remember Hurricane Inez?
No. Oh, Inez.
I don't remember it, but.
just threw that out there.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys remember
that.
That
is one.
Yep.
I actually do remember this.
Great character in Bottle Rocket, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, I remember this vividly. 1966.
Before I get to the OnlyFans story, were you looking up Hurricane?
Hurricane Christina is the
K. He can do that off air. It's okay.
Okay.
Hurricane Christina is the K this year.
Really?
No, Carl.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a hot Carl this year with that hurricane.
Nope. So the double asteroid redirection test, the DART, is supposed to actually make contact with that asteroid.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Kevin's got an email.
That's the contact it's going to make. It's going to make that sound when it hits it.
Wait, what is this thing?
Did you miss this? I did this.
Yeah, man.
Story
the DART? What'd you call it? What was the acronym?
Double Asteroid Redirection Test.
Okay, yeah.
They're just trying to knock an asteroid off its course. So in the future, if we need to.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to knock that ass out. That asteroid out.
Yep. And we were worried about the fragments of the ass like
droid.
Hitting us on the Earth.
Yeah, exactly. There could be blowback.
No.
Oh.
It's not actually destroying it. It's just knocking it in a different direction.
Yeah.
Word.
And it's going to hit it at 6:14 p.m.
Operation
tonight?
Salad Toss. Yeah. They're shooting a giant cucumber into space to break up the asteroid.
I'll be there.
Where?
I'm just ready for the action.
At They're home? Tossing the satellite.
Hold on. Are you saying Eastern time or Central time?
It's Central because it was 7:14 Eastern.
Okay.
That's a kickoff. I'm sorry.
No. We got time. Kickoff's like 7:15.
Yeah.
We got an hour, bro. Kevin's sitting in front of his TV at 6:15 going, what time's the game kickoff?
Hey, hold on. I couldn't tell if that was him talking or you impersonating him. That was insane.
That's because I had audio of him last week getting ready for the game an hour in advance.
What time the game kickoff?
Kick it off now.
Now that sounded fake.
Are we going to have food during game?
Now that sounded like Kevin.
Yeah.
These advertisements better be interesting.
Are we going to have food during games?
I like commercials about food because it reminds me to eat. What time game start?
I've been thinking about giving up on the NFL anyways.
Game start.
What time game start?
You better stand up at kickoff.
There he is. Troy Aikman. Salute. All right.
I do feel like Kevin, being from Olney and being a professional broadcaster, over the years, he's polished his accent. It's kind of like an actor who's British playing an American.
Yeah.
Because the minute he gets off the air, that phony goes back to being himself, and he's so country.
Dude, he's the Rudy of broadcasting. You talk about improbable.
He's like, hey, y'all think I did good today with my words?
Well, Kevin, you were fine. we're not going to use you on air again today, but
thank you for
the
that.
Work that you're putting in is noticeable by the staff, and we appreciate you.
Hold on. I get labeled that guy, though. He's a try-hard guy.
He does try really hard, man. He gives his best
I'll
effort.
Work.
I don't. I rarely, if ever, think do anything.
I work at Talk every day.
This is just a job to get me to the next job. Like, I don't care about it.
Hey,
I haven't looked at a rating sheet in years. Like,
hey,
I don't care.
Stop Good talking idea. About yourself. We're going to do the OnlyFans story.
I'm working
story.
On my degree.
I want to hear the OnlyFans story. You're like Sean Sharif pushing a career into computers on me. I want to hear the OnlyFans thing.
Or the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Y'all took it there.
You took it there.
No, y'all did.
Bella Grace is her name, right?
Yep.
And she is in the 0.1% of top creators on OnlyFans.
Wow.
Apparently, that's a big deal. I don't know.
Good for her.
She can make a vegetable disappear.
Like, wait, 1.5 minutes. You do this every day.
He does.
Like, save the joke for just a
exactly.
minute later.
You can't wait till the end.
He can't. It's premature. He can't control it.
It's okay. Oh, yeah, you know what? I feel bad for him.
He's laying down.
Come on, butt munch. Get back up.
Don't.
So what did this...
Okay, so her name, Bella Grace, again. She used to have a job in healthcare, right?
Yeah.
Don't. Look at me. That's really
he's
creepy.
He's crouching tiger, hidden dragon, and prairie dogging over the console to look at Christina while she delivers this hard-hitting
news.
Yeah,
I'm looking over this way. So she offers X-rated one-on-one chats with the guys that subscribe to her channel.
How are they, Kevin?
I haven't seen them. We'd have to ask Matt. OnlyFans Matt. Go ahead, Christine.
She's doing a one-on-one chat with some guy, and she notices that one of his testicles is bigger than the other.
What?
Now I'm standing
keep
up.
Keep going.
At full attention.
And she says, stop. She says, you know, you should... probably get that checked out. Like, I used to work in healthcare. That's a problem. You should get it checked out. And he did, and it turns out it was a very aggressive form of testicular cancer.
Wow.
And he caught it just in time.
Okay.
So she saved his life.
So I think we're burying the lead. So the testicles are out during these fan chats.
That's fair.
Right?
I get
it's a two-way camera.
Is that what they do?
Yep.
Why are y'all asking her?
She's
she
the expert.
No,
it's an X-rated one-on-one private chat.
How much does it cost, Kevin?
So you know,
it's a subscription service, Ben.
It's part of my HOA.
What?
What?
Pay for it.